Can't close my belt. That's a problem.
The Ira Kaufman Podcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford. This month through September, Bill Curry Ford has doubled rebates for all first responders across the Tampa Bay area. It is their way of saying thank you to those who keep us safe. Shop now at BillCurryFord.com. Remember, nearly all the used vehicles and certainly every new vehicle at Bill Curry Ford includes their nationwide lifetime warranty. It's more than just powertrain. It's a powertrain plus. Get all the details at BillCurryFord.com. Pin Chasers is your home for Thursday night bowling, unlimited bowling every Thursday night at Pin Chasers, $10.99 starting at 9 p.m. and enjoy $1 Miller Lights while you bowl. The details are all at pinchasers.net. Free shoes, as always. It's available at all three Tampa Bay area locations. And that's just one of the daily specials at Pin Chasers. Check them all out, including two on Sunday, which includes their famous breakfast bowl for $8. That includes breakfast. Pinchasers.net is the website. Pin Chasers, more than 60 years serving the Tampa Bay community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And welcome to another edition of The Sage. He is the Sage of Tampa Bay, the one, the only, the greatest that is, Ira Kaufman, JoeBucksFan.com, with his cohort, Lee DeKempa, and I am Rock Raleigh. It is an honor to be with you boys. The Ira Kaufman Podcast and all of the Sage's work at JoeBucksFan.com is presented by Bill Curry Ford. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You know, I think our listeners need to notice right up front, while I'm over there trying to eat a beet salad on Saturday night and watching a rerun of Three's Company, that Mr. DeKemper is at Avila Country Club, where they wouldn't even let me through the freaking barricades if I tried to go through there. He's got a brand new duds on, and he's on Jameis Winston's event over there. It's black tie. People are bidding $20,000 for items. And DeKemper's sitting right there at a table, a very prominent table. And who's he sitting with? The GM of Bill Curry Ford and Jennifer Curry.
Yes. Tell us about this, Lee. There's a lot of money. This was a who's who.
Yeah, it was a lot of money. Just to give you an idea, and Ira's not wrong. The very first bid on the very first item, and you know, they save the best for last. They're not going to save the best for first and then people walk out. The very first bid on the very first item, like I said, I want to say it was a football, 20 grand. 20 grand.
I think it was a football signed by DeKemper and Isbit.
But you know what? Why don't we mention it? Jameis, with that foundation, I believe he raised, was it $350,000, possibly even more?
Possibly even more. I know that, if I recall correctly, Bruce Arians bid 100 grand on something.
No, did he really?
Yes.
We got to tip our hat.
No doubt about that.
All on a good course.
Sage, let's start off. What a difference. What a difference a week makes. What a difference in the NFC South with Drew Brees out and now Cam Newton is not practicing. Holy mackerel, how does this help the Buccaneers, Sage?
Rock, you're making a tremendous point. They say the NFL's a week-to-week business, Lee. Well, the Bucs are proving it. A week ago, they're coming off a home loss to the Niners. Now, maybe the Niners are a little better than we thought. They're 2-0. They just spanked the Bengals. They're 2-0 on the road. They went 0-8 on the road last year. So the Niners, with a healthy Garoppolo, are a better team maybe than I gave them credit for. I thought they were a 5-11 team. Maybe they're a 9-7 team. However, all Buck fans are drowning in their beer. You know, how can we drop a home game? We don't have enough home games. We're losing a game to London. We lost a home game. Now we got to go to Charlotte. Short week. What happens? They upset the Panthers. Cam Newton looks terrible. I don't think he's practicing this week. I don't know what's going on with Newton. 4th-and-1, he doesn't even run the ball. And I've said it in my column. I'll say it again right here on this podcast. Gentlemen, if Cam Newton's legs are not a factor in a football game, he's a below-average NFL quarterback. Below average. How do you like them apples?
-2 yards rushing in 2 games for Cam Newton. -2.
4th-and-1. Lee used to be an automatic. You give the ball to Cam Newton.
Because he was so big, only thing he had to do was reach over the line, and it was a first down.
And as Rock is pointing out, Lee, when Arians took this job, and people kept asking him, why'd you come back? One of his key points was the stars were aligned.
Mm-hmm.
I got the coaches I wanted. Light was here. I like Winston. The stars were aligned. Guess what, guys? the stars are more aligned now than ever. If you're a freaking Buck fan, Newton looks terrible. Breeze is going to miss the Bucks once, possibly twice. That's a serious injury. That ain't a missing fingernail. You got to grip that football. Atlanta is decent. You know, they just beat a good Philly team. They're decent. But they're not the Patriots, Atlanta. So to me, the Bucks have a healthy Winston, who looked like a different guy once he dropped that dime into Mike Evans down that left sideline. Lee, if you're a Buck fan, you're living large for a week until 4 o'clock kickoff on Sunday when they have to take care of business against a bad football team. Bad.
Against a bad football team with a superstar. I'm going to go back to something you said, and you're right, how the stars are aligning. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. That's partially why Dirk Cutter's no longer here. Last year, the Falcons, they stumbled. Panthers stumbled after a hot start, and the Bucs could not take advantage, even though they went 2-0 to start
including
the season.
Including going into the Superdome yes. against the Saints.
Yes, they stumbled. So that's part of the reason, not the whole reason, of course. But again, Ira says it, the stars are starting to align. We shall see. Now, with the Panthers, the win over the Panthers, what a change of attitude in 5 days with the fans. It went from being this horrible franchise. Aaron should have stayed. I mean, people were just freaking out. And 5 days later, it's like you can hear the angels sing.
You know, the refrain, Rock, you heard it. The refrain from week one, same old Jameis.
Right.
That was the storyline.
Right.
Well, now, zero turnovers in Charlotte. I thought the Bucs deserved to win the game. Hargraves
fantastic
made that play. Stop. It was his 12th tackle of the game, Rock. 12. Now, some people say, you don't want your cornerbacks to get 12 tackles. That's a sign of, you know, he's the last line of defense. But the fact is, he played a whale of a game. Vita Vea looks like a monster, not to mention Shaq Barrett, who Lee will back me up. I said on this podcast 3 weeks ago, will lead the Bucs in sacks.
Mm.
I did say that. Now, I only gave him 7.5. I think I might bump that you're up halfway to 12 there. 13.
Yeah, you're halfway there. He's got 4 already.
Rock, I watched the game, and Buffalo Wild Wings in Riverview. I drove 60 miles for that game.
Nice.
But I did it. Yeah. And I walk in an hour before. I say, I'm early.
Right.
Can't get a seat.
Really?
Packed.
Really?
No kidding.
And really? Who's sitting by himself at a table? Sean Sullivan, GM of Bill Curry Ford. I said, Sean, what are you doing here? He's my new sponsor. He goes, I drove 50 miles just to watch the game with you. And you can imagine what the atmosphere was like, especially when Hargraves saved the game at the end. People went crazy, Rock. They knocked the beers over. The chicken wings went flying. My beet salad hit the ceiling. But, Rock, what a play. And you know what? If that play works, North Turner looks like a smart guy. Now he looks like a dunce. 4th and 1, you're doing a fringe play, a frilly play. Hargraves stood his ground, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Might have saved the Buck season in the process.
Wow, that's saying a lot. We shall see, but he could. He very well could. If the Bucks, do I dare say, make a wild card run, that play would be significant. Be
Rock,
significant.
They have a chance to be 2-1 going to L.A. And
that's why this is a big. That's
nobody,
why this is big, though, Sage.
To beat the Rams on how, the road. No, I mean, you never know.
But how big is this to get this done?
It's huge. It's huge. It's absolutely huge.
What should I do for you in Los Angeles?
You're going to Los Angeles?
Yes. I plan to pay homage at Jerome Horowitz's grave. You know who Jerome Horowitz
Jerome
is, right?
Jerome Horowitz. He sounds like a violinist or something. Yasha Heifetz or Jerome Horowitz?
He's commonly known as Curly Howard.
Howard.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
You know
all
what
right,
I want to do? Put his hands in the Walk of Fame where they put it in the cement.
Oh, that's good.
That.
Everybody's done that.
What's going on, Rob?
All right. Hey,
the man's Chinese theater.
Going around that locker room today, they were all talking about the defense. How big? What would you rather have? An offense that puts up nice numbers, moves the chains, or a defense? It looks like this is not a fluke. What about what they're doing right now with Todd Bowles and believing with this defense,
Rock,
Sage?
They led the league in passing yards last year and went 5-11. Defense stunk. Turnovers everywhere. But they threw the ball like nobody's business last year, and I don't think they're going to match that this year, although I expect Mike Evans and O.J. Howard to get out of their early season funk. I'm not worried about that. But, Lee, the man of the hour.
Thinking.
The man of the hour is Todd Bowles.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Same players for the most part. He didn't have Shaq Barrett. Okay. He didn't have Ndamukong Suh. Okay. But he had Vernon Hargraves, Mike Smith, looked like a chump. He had Vita Vea, didn't do much. Vita Vea, gentlemen, is causing havoc up there. And Todd Bowles, now look, they played the Niners, they played the Panthers, they're playing the Giants. They're not offensive juggernauts. We don't want to go too crazy. But I'll say this, Lee, and I've said it before. When you can focus on one side of the ball as a coordinator, it makes all the difference rather than being a head coach. And right now, Bowles only cares about those guys in that room, and he ain't worried about what time the team plane is supposed to set off and what kind of food they want and all this nonsense that head coaches go through, and it's showing.
I haven't seen Ira this worked up since him and I got into it about the draft.
I'm worked up about this football team. You know why, Sage?
This is, look at what Arian said today. Right before he came and addressed the media, he was in there. Todd Bowles showed them 24, 25 clips of defensive players taking bad angles. The only way to stop Saquon Barkley is gap integrity. It's the little things. We kept saying, is this coaching staff going to be able to really change around this team with not a lot of new names? So far, it has.
And Lee, didn't Arian say after the game that you guys should listen on the headphones? I wish you could. Because Bowles is calling out the plays before they happen.
Yeah.
Wow. That's how sharp this guy is.
I noticed a couple things Arian said, both in his post-game remarks and today. Mm-hmm. Today we're recording this on Tuesday afternoon. Yes. He remarked how hard the players are working, as far as playing. They're just really playing hard. And, you know, if you're playing hard, that's important.
They swarm to the ball, Rock.
Yes.
And that's big.
Also, Arian saying today the biggest thing for him is, practice just as hard after a win as when we're coming off of a loss. Again, man, it's the mindset.
Didn't they used to I know
Lee is
Rock,
hard to bring around
Rock,
with the culture, but
man.
He is bright. Yes.
You're a Jersey man, Ross.
Yes.
Not Jersey girl.
No.
Man.
They're Jersey men.
And you know Parcells well. You follow
yes.
him closely.
Oh, yeah.
Used to say about Parcells, he's all over you after a win. And he lets up a little bit after a loss.
Yes.
That's good coaching.
Yes.
That's good coaching.
Yes.
Don't let that your head swell. And Lee's the first guy to say, years ago, the Bucks won the first game and they went to Arizona or something, got waxed. We're talking to DeMar Dotson. What happened? The week one went to our head. What? One win? One freak. That's how immature that team was.
Yeah.
Rock, I don't sense that about these Bucks. I don't sense it.
No.
But we'll see what happens Sunday, Lee. We'll see.
You know, we were just discussing, you know, the stars are starting to align. And Arians was asked, what do you think about this? Drew Brees gone. Cam Newton might be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Eli Manning gone.
Mm-hmm.
Are your players like, man, this is starting to set up for us? And Arians said, if it is, I'm putting a match to it.
I like it.
Yeah,
focus.
He doesn't want to hear about, oh, after this, you got to go to L.A. He's like, no, man, he's right now. Now, I know in the next podcast later in the week, we'll get more into the Giants. But what about the news when the Buccaneers get that it's going to be Daniel Jones, a rookie, with this defense? How do you see this with the Bulls defense and a rookie coming in at QB, Sage?
Look, we all knew that Jones was going to have his day. I didn't think his day would come till week 5, 6, 7. I think it is mostly a reflection on the management and ownership, more importantly, of the Giants realizing we don't have a very good team. We got to get this kid in and see what we got. I think that's the dominant thing right now. I don't think it's that Manning's playing so terrible. They're not going anywhere. And you know what? If you're going to be honest in your self-evaluation, I give the Giants credit for that.
How much is it of this, Ira? And I've noticed, I've been checking out the New York tabloids. And, well, one columnist said, Serby. You know Serby.
Steve Serby, still there.
Yeah, Steve Serby, still there.
In New York used to cover the Jets most.
Yes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's right, he did, didn't he? Well, anyway, Serby said he referred to this game for the Giants winnable.
I just heard on Steve
Torrey and Cannell on the Sirius.
What did they think?
The Mad Dog discussing this Daniel Jones decision.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, well, I think Shermer just figured it was a road game against a bad team.
Everybody.
He still said that.
They're not doing their homework with this Buccaneer defense.
Kyle Brandt of NFL Network. He said, this is the week to do it because they're playing the Bucs.
What does that mean, Rock? You know what it means? That win against Carolina, as impressive as it was for Buck fans and important, has not changed the national view of the Bucks. They are still considered cellar dwellers, maybe 25, 26 in the power rankings. I bumped them up to 20. You know, I'm not going to go out number 11. But nationally, Rock, people don't believe in the Bucks. They do not believe in them.
Do you see what ESPN, how the post-game coverage of Thursday night's game was? Well, NFL Network is mostly Bucks. They had Jameis on the set and Bucks.
But it's all Cam. ESPN. What happened to Cam?
What happened to Cam?
What's the matter
what
with
happened
the
to McCaffrey?
Yes.
What happened to Riverboat Ron? It wasn't that the Bucks did anything right. It was, why did the Panthers stub their toe?
Well, I can tell you this. Here's what is important here. The Ira Kaufman podcast and all of the Sage's work is at joebucksfan.com, and it is presented by Bill Curry Ford. Right now at Bill Curry Ford, the 2019 Ford Ranger is available with 0% APR for 60 months to qualified buyers. There are 23 to choose from, but they're going fast. Drive one for $22,417 or lease for only $329 per month. Shop now at BillCurryFord.com or at the dealership 1 mile north of the stadium on Del Mabry. As always, new and pre-owned vehicles at Bill Curry Ford come with their famous nationwide lifetime guarantee, BillCurryFord.com.
Before I bought my F-150 from Bill Curry Ford, my three previous trucks were all Rangers. And people would say, why are you buying a Ranger for? Why don't you just get a car? Because a Ranger wear and tear. And those things, the wear and tear on those things were fantastic. 2004 Ranger, I pulled into the lot to trade in. And with Bill Curry Ford, it was 38 miles shy of 200,000. And the most expensive thing I had to do with that, had to have the clutch replaced. That was it.
For the Rams game, I'm going to be and the Oldsmar Buffalo Wild Wings location.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to be in the Oldsmar. You know what? You never know when Rock Riley's going to swing by.
Oh.
Oldsmar centrally located. 4 o'clock game, Rock. And DeKemper will be in the press box, scarfing down who knows what.
At the historic Coliseum. Jackie Robinson played there as a running back. Mary Decker fell there.
Sage, a man of your greatness, what do you eat for a 4 o'clock game? It's in L.A. and you're at Buffalo Wild Wings in Oldsmar.
I'm going to close my eyes and not believe that I'm in L.A., but I'm going to believe I'm on South Street in Philadelphia and get the Philly cheesesteak.
Nice.
And I'm going to scarf it up, maybe some fries on the side. Now, can't believe Lee isn't saying, what about your diet, Sage? Well, I went up 3 pounds over the weekend, had Mexican Friday night. That's a problem. Went out to Orlando to see our son. Went to a Thai place. Scarfed that up. Get back on the scale. I can't close my belt. That's a problem. But now it's buckled down all week long, and I'll be back in good graces.
Nice. Yes.
Man Beast intern Zach.
Yes.
He won't be there to photograph Ira eating chocolate cake.
Well, Zach's worried right now because he's in Gainesville, Rock, and he's worried because they just lost another quarterback.
Yeah,
down.
Felipe Franks is down, but maybe Kyle Trask is better. All right, speaking of Jameis Winston, in a good spot right now, in a good place, they're starting to get that running game going. I asked Arians, what is it? Is it the backs? Is it? And he basically said, the offensive line, they're playing a little bit better. He's always been a believer in the running backs. That's so huge because that sets up. Even if Jameis is off a little bit, it sets up the play action. What do you make of it? What do you make of it so far with the running game and how that's helping Jameis and Will in this game, Sage?
I think Winston's confidence and poise changed dramatically when he dropped that long pass into Mike Evans. Beautiful pass. Heck of a catch. I thought he was Willie Mays running down Vic Wertz in the World Series. He played with more confidence at that point, and then right after that, he hit Godwin on that slant for the touchdown. I'm going to say this, Rock. I said it last week. I think it's a point worth making. It is starting to focus in on Winston that, hey, this is not the old Buck defense. It all revolves around what Bowles is doing on the other side of the ball. And if Winston starts to believe, hey, we can win games 17-14, 21-17, he never believed that. He never believed it. No matter what he said at the podium, he didn't believe in his own defense. And as Lee says, with some justification, with Mike Smith running the controls. Things have changed, Rock. You keep talking about Bowles. And if Winston starts to believe in his defense, it helps him with the message from Arians and Leftwich and Christensen, you don't have to do too much to win games. I think it all changes Winston's mindset, and that's a good thing.
Do you were at his foundation, his big gala We watched him in the locker room today. Just seems more relaxed.
Yeah.
He was smiling. Mm-hmm. He's laughing
calm.
With Nelson. You noticing that? I was noticing. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah. Body language was differently, much different than last week. He's relaxed. He's calm. He's collected. Yeah. Big change.
Now, I know you're going to have, and Ira, this is your podcast, but I saw Lee going over to Jack Citchi, and I saw you going over, staying away from the piranha, the media scrum.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you could lend to us, Lee,
yeah,
here
I
on
talked to Sitchie
Sage's
and
podcast?
I talked to Devontae Bond, and I basically said, hey, Shaq Barrett getting those sacks. I mean, and I told Sitchie, I said, look, I understand you're on the sidelines. You're not on the field. This is going on. What's the team doing? I mean, you're there. You're on the sidelines. You see the first team offense. You see everybody on the side. What was going on when Shaq Barrett took over that game? And he said that just fired everybody up. That got everybody worked up. I won't say roused, but roused. I mean, he said, and Devontae Bond backed him up on this. The defense literally fed off that. They saw Shaq Barrett get three sacks, and it pumped them up, and they may have been tired.
Rock, one aspect of Barrett's performance that needs to be saluted is the penetration up the middle by Vea and Sue. They can't step up. The quarterback can't step up, which they've done in the past. When Barrett's coming around, all of a sudden they take a step up and Barrett's going flying past him and he's no factor. They can't do it. Vay is in the backfield, Rock. He's a man-child right now. I've never seen him play this well. He's a unique physical specimen. We were told that all the time. We said, where is it? Well, now I'm seeing it. I don't even know if he's 100% yet.
Yeah.
But he's throwing guys around like rag dolls. Yeah. And he's very athletic, which is why he caught the eye of Jason Light 2 years ago.
You know, we're talking about Jameis and the offense. And you're right. Once Jameis hit Evans with that pass on the left side, everything clicked after that. However, with all these weapons on this team, you would think the Bucs would be better than 26th in the league in offensive yards. 26th. They're averaging like 292 a game. That's a far cry from last year, and that needs to be picked up.
Part of the problem is Godwin's the only guy that's gotten untracked. He's the only one.
That's who Arian singled out today.
Oh, he loves Godwin.
Sage, and he said the blocking.
Yeah, he said nobody's
that Godwin
better.
Is doing. He mentioned Godwin, Sage. You're right on it.
You know, the only knock on Godwin that I've ever seen those first couple of years was his stamina.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
oh, yeah, in the beginning. That was in the beginning when
and
he
that
got
was
older.
That'll change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was attributed to his allergies. When he first came here, he wasn't familiar with the climate. Mm-hmm. And from what I was told, talking to some people a couple of years ago when he was a rookie, that the medicines he was taking were actually getting him drowsy, which, you know, I have allergies. If you pick the wrong medicine, yeah, I could understand that. And they finally found the right blend of allergy medicines that he wouldn't get drowsy. But I was exactly
the
right.
He gets open, Rock. He doesn't drop a ball. He makes catches in traffic. Now, here's the flip side. This message is going out directly to O.J. Howard. Are you hearing me, O.J.? Are you hearing me? There's a man that wants to talk to you. He's waiting for you to reach out.
Oh.
He's not going to reach out.
I know
He's
who this
waiting
is.
For you to reach out.
I know who this is.
So you get together with your position coach, and you run this name past him, and see if he gives you the okay to reach out to this guy. He can help you. He's been there. His name's Jimmy Giles. You look up on Sunday, you're going to see his name on the facade for a good reason. He was a heck of a player. I'm trying to get him into Canton. It's a long shot, but I'm trying. He's a senior candidate. Didn't have great quarterbacks once Doug left the Bucs. Didn't have great teams. But the guy averaged 15, 16 yards a catch. Extraordinary for a tight end, especially in those days, when most tight ends were just blockers. And he was a heck of a blocker.
Oh, he was
and
like a
Howard's
guard.
Not even blocking particularly well right now. Get him out of his funk. Buck coaches, if you're listening to this, Mr. Arians, if you're listening, I'll give you Giles' phone number. Reach out to me, and I'll give it to you. Jimmy Giles, Lee, wants to help O.J. Howard.
And Jimmy Giles was a crushing blocker. He was like a guard playing tight end. He was incredible.
And he could move for a big man.
Yeah, he could. He could get downfield. Ira brings up O.J. Howard's blocking. It's been really bad, but there's a big but here. But he had a key block on Barber's run.
I'm glad you brought that up, yes. Yes, let's call it like it is.
So it's not like he's completely whiffing on blocks.
Since you mentioned the Ring of Honor, and he's going to be there, and Arian's had such a big smile, and he was asked about Rondé and Tiki, and he was like babysitting little Rondé, and Tiki was always in the hospital and right in Virginia, and they grew up together. Sage, you know Rondé better than anybody. What does it mean to Rondé being in the Ring of Honor? How nice is this going to be Sunday halftime, Sage?
I think it means the world to him. He's still got his eyes downfield for Canton, where I think the three of us agree he belongs. But this ain't a bad halfway step. You know, everybody goes back to the play against Philly, and it was fantastic, and I was there, and I couldn't believe it. And he said, I'm going to the Super Bowl. But he's got the numbers. He's a stat machine. But let's zero in on one thing that's unbelievable about Rondé Barber. The guy never missed a freaking game. Now, for those fans that are out there that think that means he wasn't hurt, you couldn't be more mistaken. The mental toughness of number 20, besides all the God-given ability, and I used to call him the smartest player in terms of football intelligence, in football, including Peyton Manning.
Whoa.
In terms of watching film and looking at tendencies, and just ask Donovan McNabb about that, because he used to kill the guy. And McNabb's not a guy who threw a lot of interceptions. But Rondé had his number.
Yes.
He knew everything McNabb was doing. The durability, Lee, is off the charts. It's historic for the position of cornerback. Nobody's ever done it like Rondé Barber. He's had a bunch of injuries along the way, and he toughed it out.
Didn't
so you hear that, Drew Brees? Tough it out. Get back. Actually, from Joe Bucks fan, we don't want that to happen.
No.
He had a knee problem.
Didn't he, even on that touchdown, on that interception, that pick six, didn't he have it on his leg? He had a bum leg.
I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he had a bum leg, and he played the game of his life.
Unbelievable.
He said can you imagine the mental toughness to go 200 games without missing a game?
That's incredible.
At a very demanding position. That's
Ronnie Lott kind of toughness.
All right, so on
so
our
congrats
next,
for all three of us.
Yes. All right, again, the Ira Kaufman podcast and all of the Sage's work at joebucksfan.com is presented by Bill Curry Ford. Also, Sage is making that world tour. It's a world tour, isn't it, Sage? When the Bucks are on the road, you go to Buffalo
next
Wild
up,
Wings.
Oldsmar.
What do we got in this next podcast later in the week? Are we going to talk about Daniel Jones, Shermer, the Giants, Saquon Barkley? What are we going to
talk about? A game that the Bucks should win, and if they don't, shame on them. That's what we're going to talk about.